The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Micha Cohen.
Simon Kuf Samech, Hilchas Chafifa. The word Chafifa literally means to comb, and it's referring to the preparations that women do before they go to the mikvah. Now, as we've learned in the previous simon, so after a woman has her period, she waits 5 days, and then on the fifth day, she does the hafsektara, and she ascertains that her period has stopped. Then she counts the 7 clean days, and during that time, she makes a number of internal examinations and wears at least white underwear. And that way, she's gone for 7 days with clearly not seeing any blood, and now she is ready to go to the mikveh to become ritually pure. Now, she goes to the mikveh the night of after the 7 days end, so that means that at sunset, so that night she could go. And now we're going to learn about the preparations for going to the mikveh. The basic idea is that when a woman goes to the mikveh, that there can't be anything in between her body and the water in order for it to work properly. When we learn the next simon, we're going to look at a little bit more in detail those laws, but now we're going to specifically talk about the preparations. So the Kitzer says the following in Sif Aleph. B'yim ha-shvi, in the 7th day b'ayyim, when it's still daylight, kadim in ha-shmash, just before sunset, terchatz b'chamen kol gufa, she should wash in warm water her entire body, heitiv, very well, and especially in the places where there are folds of skin, and in the private areas, she should wash very well, because these are places that get dirty and sweaty. She should look with her eyes to make sure there's no visible chatzitzais, visible separations between her body and the water. And also to feel with her hands where she can't see with her own eyes. That many women use mirrors to make sure that there's nothing in between themselves and the water, and to say no impediments. Now, we will learn in the next simon that things that people don't care about, like, you know, very small hangnails and very small things like that, they're definitely not a problem. It's only things that people actually care about, and that's important to know, because many women are a little bit overzealous when it comes to these things and look for all sorts of minor things, and they're really not a problem, and therefore they should, you know, relax and get the most they could get out of the mitzvah. But the idea is that she should wash herself well, and shelo yishayer aleha shum chatzitza, that she shouldn't have any chatzitza, which is like a separation, or shum luchluch, or any dirt. V'gam tochayv v'tisraik heitiv b'masraik kol sarasah. She should also comb her hair well. And the idea is to take out any knots in her hair. And we're talking about knots that she would normally care about, and she would remove them. So that's what she should do. U'safasfasan shlayu mudubakos u'kshurais. And she should separate the hairs, that they shouldn't be stuck together. V'zois nikras chafifa. And this separating the hairs, cleaning the hairs, is called chafifa. Now, it is important to keep in mind that in earlier times, even in the days where the Kitzer is writing, like around 150 years ago, people did not shower and bathe regularly the way they do today. So a woman who would be preparing to go to the mikveh would have to be dealing with a lot more dirt and all sorts of stuff than an average woman today is dealing with. Now, the Kitzer continues, b'tzricha lasik b'chafivah shetachshach. Now, if you notice, the Kitzer said that when should the chafifa be done? During daylight hours, before sunset, and that should she should continue doing that until the time that she could go to the mikveh, which is approximately 50 minutes after sunset. Now, the Kitzer explains, k'lechadchila tzricha li'as chafifa smucha l'tvilasa, because you need two things. You want it to be as close to going to the mikveh as possible, and you can't go too early. But you also want it to be during the day, because in those days, they didn't have lights indoors. So in order for a woman to do a good job, she needed the help of daylight. and therefore they wanted her to do part of it during the day as well. Alkina minik hakasher hu shetascha b'chafifu b'ayim. So he says the proper custom is to start this process during the day, v'tam shechad alayla, but then go into the night. Now, with people's working schedules today, and you know, it's obviously very, a lot of times very impractical to do this. And also, we have very good lighting today. So therefore, many Paiskim say that in our days, the main thing is that a woman, when she prepares to go to the mikvah, should be in a well-lit place and take her time. Those are the main things. Because this custom was really just a way of making sure that a woman would do a good job. Also, that it should be as close to going to the mikvah as possible. So let's say a woman's at work, and it's in the winter, and sunset is very early, and she's not going to go to the mikvah until 8 o'clock at night. So the most important thing is that when she prepares for the mikvah, it should be closer to the time that she's going to the mikvah, and she should be in a well-lit situation and take her time and do it properly. Let's continue with Sif Beis. Chafifa shebemakom asayir. So the cleaning of the hair, lo'itehei bedavar shemesabach asayir. It shouldn't be that it makes the hair tangled or frizzy. Ubebayiris, now what about the soap, sh'anu kairin, that in the days of the kitzah they called zif, naigin lahakel, so the custom was to use it, even though you are putting some substance on the hair. Shumanaka heitiv ainu mesabach, because it cleans well and it doesn't cause it to get frizzy. So some places talk about different types of shampoos and conditioners. The bottom line is that if these things make it easier to keep the hair clean, then it would be sensible that they're definitely not a problem. There are places that don't use them, but again, for those that do, it definitely should fall into this category of things that clean the hair in a way that does not make them tangled and frizzy, and therefore that could be part of the process of getting ready to go to the mikvah. Sif Gimel. B'makom she'ein merchatz b'beis ha'tefillah. Now, in the days of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, there was a mikvah and people sometimes bathed at home or elsewhere. So in his times, he's saying that if there's no bathhouse next to where the mikvah is, but she's doing it in her house, and then she has to go to the mikvah. So the problem is that there is some sort of time elapsing in between her cleaning herself and actually going into the mikvah, and we could be concerned maybe something's going to get tangled. So it's enough, she just should take a comb, let her comb her hair an extra time. Now, today, sometimes the community mikvahs are too many people are want to come, so therefore they don't have enough time for everyone to take a bath. But usually women take at least a shower, sort of like a quick redo before they go into the mikvah. So that's fine because then they actually just clean themselves again, and they go into the mikvah like that, which is perfectly fine. On Shabbos, when women obviously don't bathe on Shabbos, but they bathe earlier in the day, then we don't. She doesn't need to do anything before she goes to the mikvah. She just should make sure beforehand that everything's clean and everything and nothing got tangled. Siv dalet b'shasat chak, in a difficult situation, she yevshal alasas hachifah b'yayim, that she can't do it during the day. So two halasas of a laila, it could be done at night. And again, the kitzur is talking about even in his times where the lighting was very bad. Rashat dizar loch of karev leisimaher, but as we mentioned, she should clean her hair properly and shouldn't rush. And if she can't do part of it at night, she could do the entire chafifa during the day, even though some time is going to elapse between the chafifa and the actual tefillah. Sif hey, chalot tefillah sabalel Shabbos. Now, what happens if she needs to go to the mikvah Friday night? Tasa chafifa b'yayim. So obviously, as you mentioned, she has to do her cleaning and her preparations before. So he says, listen, you got to be careful, because if you're going to be busy washing yourself, you could do it on Shabbos itself, which could be a problem. Hot water, the washing, all those things. So you shouldn't come, heaven forbid, to desecrate Shabbos. So you have to keep your priorities straight. You must prepare, but make sure it's clear of Shabbos. Now he has an interesting problem here. He wants to know, when exactly is she going to light her candles? So the best idea is, now apparently in those days they didn't have people didn't bathe in their own homes. They would go to a bathhouse to bathe. Perhaps that's where the mikveh was. So she was going during the day to, or in the afternoon, to the mikveh to prepare. And then she, the question is, she wants to, she needs to light candles. So he says, if she could go back home, she takes a base, lachar hafifa, and light, she could go home before she goes to the mikveh when it's still day. So that's fine. Oishatasa hachavifa besa, or like in today's days, normally women on a Friday will prepare at home, and before she goes to the mikveh, she could light. Well, achar chafifa, and after she prepares, kaidam ena shmashas, before sunset, tadlakas aneris, v'achakach titzbol, then she should light the candles and then go to the mikveh. V'mi afshala. Now what happens, again, more prevalent in the times of the kitzer, or it could come, let's say, a woman's far away from the mikveh, and she only wants to walk back, but doesn't want to walk there, so her husband might drop her off before Shabbos, before she could light candles. V'mi afshala, yad l'kabal, so then the husband should light candles. V'im gam zoi si yavshir, for whatever reason, the husband can't do that. Then as long as it's still at least in the afternoon sometime, it's enough for her to light the candles then. Now normally when a woman lights candles, she accepts Shabbos, but here she should say clearly that she's not doing that, she's just lighting them for Shabbos, but not to accept Shabbos. Because in such a situation, you could make such a stipulation. But there are those that had a sort of evolved the custom that they would light before, early, without making a bracha. And then they would come home, she would make a bracha on the already lit candles. The Kitzer says this is not an acceptable custom. Why? Because since the candles are lit already, you can't make a blessing on them. Because it's a blessing in vain. Now, even though women light the... even though women light the candles and make the bracha afterwards on a regular Friday night, but it's very close to each other. But over here, when they lit them hours before, then that's a different story. Sivav. B'malkam shenayigin litvol b'maitzi Shabbos. In the places that had the custom to go to the mikvah maitzi Shabbos. Now, it's interesting because it seems from the kitzur that not everyone did that. And the reason probably was because it was very difficult for them to prepare. Now, so he says in such places, and after Yantif, and they should ask a rabbinic authority what to do. Now, the general practice is the following, that when a woman needs to go to the mikvah, either Friday night, or one of the nights of Yantif, or Maitzi Shabbos, or Maitzi Yantif, then they should prepare on Friday on the Friday before or on Erev Yantif, because then she has a proper amount of time, and she can prepare slowly and carefully. And then, when the time comes for her to go to the mikveh, if it's on Shabbos or on Yantif, she could just recheck herself carefully, making sure nothing has changed, and she could go to the mikveh. If it's Maitzei Shabbos, then even though it's late, but she could at least do a quick shower or something like that. And that's what's generally done. If for some reason, you know, she didn't prepare on Friday, then again, because we have electric lights, she should take her time and she could go on, might say, Shabbos. Also, if let's say it's a 3-day Yantif, so the preparation from before Shabbos, let's say if it was Shabbos, then Sunday, Monday was Yantif, so the preparation from Shabbos doesn't last 3 days, it only lasts 2 days. So therefore, if she prepared on Friday, she could go Friday night if she needs to. She could go Maitzei Shabbos, which is the first night of Yantif, she could go. She could go the second night of Yantif. But the third night, which is Maitzei Yantif, after a 3-day Yantif, that her preparation on Friday wouldn't help at all for. So therefore, she shouldn't even bother doing it on Friday, but she should do the whole thing Maitzei Yantif, and she should do it carefully and take her time. If it's a 2-day Yantif, then, and she prepared on the day before Yantif, then it would still help. But again, if it's Maitzei Yantif, usually because they have the option of taking a quick shower, they would do that. But the main thing is, she should check herself. The Kitzur doesn't mention here about the Zman, as far as what time of day, and after how many days exactly it works with being Tevel. And it's important to spend a minute just to understand some basic concept. We know that a woman needs a complete 7 days in order to to become permitted to her husband. Now, really, according to the Torah, if on day seven a woman were to go to the mikvah, then if she would not start seeing blood again during that day, it's that remains clean, then at night it would become valid, that tevila, even though it was during the day, and she would be permitted to her husband. Now, because if a woman would go to the mikvah at that point, and then she were to have relations with her husband, and then she were to see blood afterwards before sunset, it would retroactively not be a good tevila, that it would come out that she and her husband would have transgressed the prohibition of Nida. So therefore, the rabbis enacted that on day seven, a woman should not go during the day. Because again, because it could come out, if she would to start seeing again, it would come out that if she had relations with her husband, then it would cause serious issues. So therefore, women, generally speaking, do not go on day seven during the day. The question is, what about she couldn't go on day seven at night, so she wants to go on day eight during the day. So on that, the Gemara tells us there's something called Srach Bito, which is that a daughter many times knows what the mother's up to, and she's going to remember, hey, my mother would go to the mikvah during the day. What she didn't know was that it was the eighth day, not the seventh day. So because of that concern, even on the eighth day, we don't want a woman to go to the mikvah, but we should rather want her to go always at night. So this is the general rule. Generally, a tefillah is always supposed to be at night. Now, how late does it have to be? So it definitely doesn't have to be very late, because even if those that are careful when it comes to Shabbos to wait, say, 72 minutes after sunset, but many feel that when it comes to going to the mikvah, because technically she could really go earlier, but it's a rabbinic decree that she shouldn't, so therefore if it's 50 minutes after Shkia, then it will be enough, perhaps even a little bit earlier, as long as when she comes home, she wouldn't meet her husband. There are certain cases of great necessity that there are those that do permit women to go to the mikvah on the eighth day, when it's still light outside, as long as it's in a situation where she goes to the mikvah as late as possible, so that she definitely is not going to meet her husband beforehand. And if a person needs to go on the day seven in such a situation, there are a lot of different opinions about that, but these are questions that a person should direct to a competent and understanding rabbi.